This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, we got excerpts of RFK Jr. with Elon Musk coming up next segment, and then the great drill soldier takes over. I'm sorry to Connie and Sam, but if you give us your name and number, we'll call you back to go. First callers tomorrow when I take calls. So thank you for calling. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. Drew, I know you got to do your own show here. Tell us what else you think we can do to stop this out in the open, giant corporate funded pedo hellraiser invasion. So I want to repeat this. I was here 3 weeks ago before I went on vacation, and I said, it's like Hellraiser where they rip off the forearms and the legs with pinheads. I saw that, you know, back in like high school, those movies. I thought were really particularly hellish, how it kind of really works from my own research of these devil worshippers, these Black Sabbaths. And I said, this is like a Hellraiser thing with the kids cutting their genitals off. And the crew goes, well, you didn't see the latest Hellraiser is a transgender and cuts men's penises off and turns them into women? You didn't see that? So literally what I was thinking it was, they are telling us it's that. So the hell of this. This is raising hell up to our level. How do we counter this? By praying to God, by seeking God's face, by repenting. But then offensively, how do we challenge this?
Well, I would say nationwide, states, several different states within the union that actually care about children need to continue to take the action to ban all this stuff. It needs to be
illegal.
They call
them sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities for breast, penises, testicles of children.
Yep. I mean, that's what California wants to be. That's what New York wants to be, coast to coast. But we need to protect children legislatively right now, because if we don't, these pedophiles are only going to continue to rise. And once you give the pedophiles gain, to give them the ability to gain ground, that's when they start to call for your children. They'll start calling CPS on you, where you will be the one as a parent. If you're not on board with this stuff, the child abuser and they, them won't, right? That's how this stuff works. So I think it needs to be banned immediately. Children that are at these events, even pride events, these pride events are not family friendly. They market all of them, all ages. They market all of them.
Because they just pulled it up. I didn't know the actual plot is that Hellraiser Pinhead kidnaps people and turns them transgender. So I haven't seen. So that's officially the plot. That's the hero now is forcibly cutting your genitals off. So for you, it's good news. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs a bill banning medical transitioning of children. That's good news.
Yep, absolutely. And that energy needs to continue, like I said, nationwide. Because if it doesn't, listen, there is no containing evil. There is no tolerating evil and coexisting with it.
Look how scared this little kid looks with this trans knife. I mean, look at this photo. I mean, these kids look scared. Have you seen the video of the woman saying, I don't let my baby touch me, it's abuse? And then she tells the baby, you can't touch me, it's not your right. These are some sickos, man.
They're disgusting and they're depraved. And if we don't have the ability to protect children and their innocence, I mean, we deserve to be judged. We deserve to be bombed. We deserve to lose everything. We deserve an EMP attack. We deserve to see the United States of America sink into the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean. You want to know why? Because Jesus made this very clear, Alex, that if anyone causes one of these little ones to stumble that believe in me, let a millstone be tied around their neck and throw that individual into the middle of the ocean. All right? So if the United States of America really can't get its act together and stop murdering their babies and offering them up to Moloch and Lucifer, all right, if we can't get our act together and stop mutilating the genitals of children, if we seriously cannot get our act together to ban something as simple as children at drag queen pedo time and drag events, we deserve it. We deserve it. We deserve to all die. And we deserve to be judged.
And Drew, I agree with you, and you're the pastor, but you misquoted a little bit. Christ didn't just say, I'm going to tie a millstone around your neck and drown your ass. He said it's better for you to do that than what's going to happen to you.
Absolutely, because the heart of God takes the innocence of children so seriously in the Old and the New Testament. I think individuals don't realize this. That's how you can kind of gauge. You can gauge where society is, how it treats its children. And I'll tell you one thing. God is not going to – listen, the Bible is so clear on this kind of stuff. Alex, whatever a man sows that he shall reap, God will not be mocked. You think God is going to be mocked in the midst of all of this?
No, I'm surprised God hasn't allowed us to be vaporized already.
Me too. I totally agree. But there is opportunity for repentance and revival. But at the same time, like I said, we deserve to be judged. We really do. This stuff is just not getting any better, and it's only getting worse. And it's in people identify and decide to protect children. Maybe we'll see the tide turn. Nothing else.
Drew, where do people find you? You got a lot of websites. What's the best site?
You guys can find me on Rumble. Follow me on Twitter at Drew H. Live. Go to the link in my bio. You can find all my shows. Thank you guys for having me. I'll see you guys on the fourth hour on Thursday.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The mighty Gerald Celente is set to take over here in just a few minutes, but we're going to be playing on the War Room today large excerpts and a few excerpts right now of RFK Jr., now the leader in many polls, dead heat in other polls, with the puppet pedo creature Joe Biden. So I think that RFK Jr. and Trump should have town halls about election integrity. And the fact that Democrats have already rigged the caucuses in Iowa and New Hampshire, where there will be no caucuses, the Democrats have changed the rules, which they already did under Hillary, but officially now, to take the votes away via the Democrat delegates and just ignore the popular vote. So to me, this is the big deal right in front of us. And I really like RFK Jr. I really like Trump. Both of them have problems, but they're both real, authentic men, and the establishment hates them both. We'll get Gerald Celente's take on that in a moment. But first, InfoWars is still in the air. I told you when we declared bankruptcy 8 months ago that it was a Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, which means a reorganization. And people thought, oh, you're off the air, it's over. And I had no idea that when I did that, we'd see support go like this and almost shut us down. Now people will figure it out. Oh, they haven't gone away. I'm still getting my products I ordered. Yeah, it's a reorganization bankruptcy. It's not a liquidation. So we are going to get the bankruptcy approved. The judge has said it's all going well. The other side tried to say all this stuff that wasn't true and made up all these numbers. The court now knows that was all a fraud. And it's going forward. Free speech systems, InfoWars, continuing on. And if I'm basically willing to work for nothing, it'll go on forever, which, you know, that's how I am. So everything is going well except for you understanding that. We have great products you need. I know a lot of our best-selling products haven't been in stock. A lot of stuff's happened, but we're barely in the black right now, right on the edge of the red. I want to expand our operations. I want to send reporters to the border. I want to send reporters around. I want to do that. I got a bunch of people I want to hire right now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, especially because X3 has been sold out for a long time. Try iodine. So amazing for your body, your immune system, every electrochemical activity in the body. Here's Wikipedia with the Lancet Medical Journal reporting that 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities from iodine deficiency. It's the number one reason people have sluggishness, infertility, the list goes on and on. Read about iodine deficiency for yourself and realize most iodine is bound to other elements to absorb it, not the tri-iodine we have. It is the best out there, but it's going to sell out soon. So Tuesday evening at midnight, 2 days from now, we are going to end the sale on this, and then it'll take us a month or so to probably sell out of it at full price. It'll be months and months till more comes in. So if you want X3 discounted, now's the time, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, TurboForce, going to have to cut that sale off soon. Ultimate Krill Oil, going to have to cut that sale off in the next few days. Ultimate Fish Oil, we've got a little bit of that. That sale will continue. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you don't experience X3 or what real iodine does for your body, get it today. Fund the broadcast. And I thank you for your support. We have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock. We have the limited edition Alex Jones for President shirt and the Trump Political Prisoner shirt. When those are gone, they're gone. We'll have a new shirt coming up next month. Infowarsstore.com, and I thank you for your support. Here's a few minutes from right at the beginning of Elon Musk and RFK Jr. today. As soon as the interview's over, it's been going for over an hour, it will be posted at Infowars.com, but here's some of it.
And that was that's the whole base of democracy, is that we allow people to talk. And one of the things, you know, that prompted me to run for president is what you were talking about, is the end of transparency in our country. The government, there's so much going on now that it's done secretively, that where the decision making is opaque, where there are people who are making decisions who are not necessarily elected officials, that the public is fenced out, and so many Americans today feel like the promise of democracy has been a bait and switch, and that we're no longer living in a democratic system where we are actually the sovereign of our own destinies, the deciders of our own fate, that people over whom we have no control, that moneyed interests, that large corporations have taken over this kind of merger of state and corporate power that's happened in Washington, D.C., in the state capitals, has not only turned our regulatory agencies into predators against the American people, they're supposed to be our protectors, but also that all the decision-making, the real decision-making, has been taken from the American public, and that, you know, you see so many people. I'm in rural Pennsylvania today, and I'm surrounded by people who feel despair about our country, who are disillusioned, who are struggling with poverty for reasons that they don't understand, but they feel like they no longer are the masters of their own destiny. And I think a lot of that is because it's true. Our government has become an instrument of corporate power, and it is not telling, and because of that, it has to lie to us. You know, it can't afford to be transparent, because if it actually told us what it was up to and why it was making certain decisions, people wouldn't put up with it. So everything has to be cloaked in fear and deception. And I think, you know, Americans, even though they don't understand it, they understand that something very, very wrong is happening to them.
Absolutely. The thing actually I find truly bizarre and very different from the past is that it's not just large corporations and government that are in collusion, which has actually been the case for a while. I think it was Eisenhower that warned us about the military-industrial complex, for example, and he's someone who really knew about it. But the thing that I find difficult to forgive is that the legacy of traditional media is also almost entirely, with some exceptions, working in lockstep with the government and with with corporate America, and they, it is the, really their obligation to question the government, not to go along with it and be their mouthpiece in the United States. This is insane.
Yeah, I mean, the function of the media traditionally is supposed, as the guardians of the First Amendment, they're supposed to speak truth to power. And instead, they've become propaganda vessels for the powerful, for, you know, the military-industrial complex, for the pharmaceutical companies, for other large corporations. You know, one of the mechanisms by which that media capture is taking place is through advertising, and particularly in the pharmaceutical realm. In 1997, we changed the law in this country. We had always forbidden the use of the media to sell pharmaceutical products. There was no direct-to-consumer advertising of pharmaceutical products. It was against the law. FDA changed that law in 97, and it launched a tsunami of pharmaceutical dollars into the advertising space and gave the pharmaceutical companies control not only of the platform for advertising their products, but also control of content on nightly news. I had this weird meeting with Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes is the founder of Fox News. And I had this very strange relationship with him.
All right, folks, this is a very powerful ongoing interview. This is from the start, an hour and 15 minutes ago, on The War Room today. Owen's going to have more of it. We'll be playing more of it tomorrow. Really important. He's in a dead heat or ahead of Joe Biden right now. This is so exciting. And I know that Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, has got a lot to say. Separately, I signed up to do this a year ago. I never really promoted it, and it's actually, though there's a lot of people signing up for it. If you go to jonestrends.com, you get a discount on the Amazing Trends Journal. They have the hard copy. They have the digital copy. There's nothing more informative and hard-hitting than Gerald Celente's top trend forecasting, jonestrends.com, jonestrends.com, so that when you go sign up there, we get some of the support. But he is the head of the Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com, on Twitter at Gerald Celente. I appreciate him letting us scoop out some of his time. It's so important and informative here to get to that RFK piece of information. But Gerald Celente from Kingston, New York, takes over right now. My friend, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, no, thank you for having me on, and thank you for all that you do as a real warrior for the Prince of Peace. You know, Alex, we go back, and it was in January when I was on with you talking about the time.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Ukrainian.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kennedy could win. People, again, the reason I'm able to do this is I look at the data and I don't take a position on what I like, what I want, and what I hope for. And when you look at the polls, again, the polls come out. The people, they rate used car salesmen at a higher level than the politicians in Congress.
Yeah, Congress is at 9%, mainstream media is at 8%. And then Kennedy, well, that's the issue. Trump is a 69 in Rasmussen polls against the rest of the Republican field, way ahead of DeSantis and Meatball, as he calls him, for no reason. I like DeSantis in some ways, but he has the Bush connection. I just want to end this nightmare. But how is Trump going to deal with Kennedy? Because here's my problem. We know they stole it from Bernie Sanders. Now, I don't like Sanders, but they stole it from him. And they had the Democrat delegates just disregard the popular vote in Iowa, New Hampshire, California. And they've now changed the rules, as you know, Gerald, to not even allow caucusing and not even allow a vote to show who's more popular in Iowa or New Hampshire. So what does Kennedy do to stop that? I say he has a town hall with Trump and points out election integrity and says not having caucusing in those key states is election fraud, and he gets out ahead of this now. What do you think?
Well, first of all, they didn't take out Bernie Sanders. They sold the little fat boy out. That's all they did. Listen, Bernie, stop running over here because you want to get Biden, and we'll take care of you. You haven't worked a day in your life. We'll just keep giving you better jobs. So the little fat boy sold out. So what was your other part of the question? I'm sorry.
No, I get it. He sold out and shut up when they did it. That won't work if Kennedy doesn't shut up.
Right. They're
but
not
they'll just
be
pump bullets in his back like his dad when he was winning the primaries.
Oh, yeah. So going on to that, again, Kennedy came out, what, about 3 weeks ago and said the CIA killed his father, CIA killed his father, and killed his uncle. He said that. There was no big backlash about it. How dare you say that about the CIA? Most people said, yeah, the CIA probably killed him, and they may try to kill you and me. Because how dare we not go along with the line? So let me tell you a quick story. As you know, we just had the Make America Healthy Again rally over here in Kingston, New York. And one of the speakers was Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich is RFK Jr.'s national campaign manager. Dennis Kucinich is the guy that announced before Kennedy, he brought him on April 19th, that he was running for president. So this is a guy right at the top of the RFK Jr. campaign. So I said to him, and we have a beautiful setting here. There's nothing, it's the Four Corners of Freedom, nothing like it. The guard that's behind a 1750s building. I said to Kucinich, you know, we'd love to get Kennedy up here in maybe September. And he said he's very concerned about being, if we could do it indoors, we'll do it. Because he's afraid of getting killed. He doesn't want to do it outdoors. They will do anything to stop him. And the reason is, Alex, you are a very religious man. You believe in the higher being. You don't ask a murderer why they murdered somebody. You don't ask a thief why they stole money. They're murderers and thieves. They're evil, demonic people. I'm listening to Kennedy's speech, with talk with Musk, and one of the people asked him about the Ukraine war. And he goes on to say, you know, I'm very friendly with Biden, this and that, but he supported every war. Only a sick person would support every war. And America, look at what we're doing as this country is rotting in front of our eyes. The little clown boy, a little draft dodger, a little arrogant draft dodger, Biden, just sent $300 million more of our money to go keep flooding the killing fields. The people have had enough of this. They're going to do everything they can to stop Kennedy. The only way I see they will stop Kennedy is if they kill him.
Absolutely. And that's how they stopped the last two. Wow. I'm going to shut up now. I meant for you to be hosting here, but you're on fire, Gerald. In fact, let's set you up. You can do it sometime the next week during, you know, this is the main show, but, you know, what I'm hosting, so we can talk about this, because this is a big, big deal. I think they're going to try to kill Trump and Kennedy. I think they're going to stage power outages. I think they're going to stage race riots. I think the gloves are off. I don't think the deep state's going to give up, and they're losing right now. So I look for a big double down. But top trends forecaster, take over, and I'll just watch.
Thank you. And Alex right. Alex Jones is 100% right. They are going to do something to get the people's mind off this. The Russians just hacked our banking system. Don't worry, plantation workers of Slavelandia. We're going to give you your money back. We got this thing we call a CBDC. How about F-U-you-know-whats? Oh, yeah. We got a digital currency now. We're getting rid of that dirty dollar. You don't want that dirty dollar, because every time you pick up the dollar, don't forget to sanitize your hands, because you can get COVID from it. They're going to make up anything they can to get the people's mind off what in the world is really going on. Again, Kennedy talked about immigration being one of the major issues. He's right on target with that. Because what they're not talking about, again, that little slime ball, arrogant boy, an arrogant murderous boy, Bill Clinton. Yep. The guy that sent all our jobs to Mexico with NAFTA. The guy bombs away over Baghdad. Every time he got caught with his pants down, the Bill Clinton that deregulated the pharmaceutical industry and allowed them to put their ads on TV, yeah, that Bill Clinton. This is the Kennedy that is against all of this, what's happened before. And he's taking us on a new path. Kennedy, in his talk with Musk, talked about the pharmaceutical ads on TV. You watch these things, and what do they do? Oh, take this, and you'll get rid of that, and you'll get rid of this, and you'll get rid of that. But here are the side effects as the guys, you know, doing a jump rope, dancing. How this thing's going to kill you in 50 different ways. That's the Bill Clinton that gave us that. And that's what the Kennedy is trying to stop. Natural healing. America becoming the country it used to be. And stopping the immigration. Because the more immigrants that come in, the lower the wages go for the people. And going back to Bill Clinton, he gave them the H-1B visas to bring in the free tech help when you didn't want to pay Americans their full share of money. So the plantation workers of Slavelandia, they just want to keep us like that. And they'll do anything to stop us. And he talked about censorship. Again, a little bit too much, but the people that tune in for InfoWars, not enough. Because censorship is where it's going, and that's why you have to support InfoWars. Because they're doing everything they can to support you. By giving you levels of truth and information, that's very hard.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Alex Jones and InfoWars. You see that picture over there in the front of the Trends Journal? Yep, that's me and Daniela Cambone, C-A-M-B-O-N-E. They just posted it Sunday, a nice interview that they did. She's with Stansberry Research. So go to Cambone, Stansberry Research, and please watch that interview because it shows you the other side of me. And... I did some cooking, made an espresso. I grind the beans by hand because when you put them in a blender, it burns the beans. That's why you get that bit of taste. I put a little anisette in there just to give me a nice little Morning high. I don't use that sugar. But anyway, it's a great interview. Cambone, Daniela Cambone, C-A-M-B-O-N-E, with Stansberry Research. And again, it shows you the beautiful place I have over here with all the plants. And I have over 225 plants in my office that I take care of. I like beauty around me, of art. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, the loss of freedom and censorship. I have a wonderful girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, but we're still great friends, Marie-Pierre. And Marie-Pierre's brother, Francois, was the left shoulder, the security guards of Jacques Chirac and Mitterrand in France. And my close combat teacher, John Perkins, used to go to Palais Élysée and work out with these guys. So, June 3rd was Marie-Pierre's birthday, and I called her up to wish her a happy birthday, always a day late. And she was going on. Marie-Pierre and a dear friend of mine who passed away, Kenny Young. Kenny Young wrote the song, "Under the Boardwalk, Down by the Sea, on a blanket with my babies, where I'll be. Under the Boardwalk." Kenny Young, Marie-Pierre put on an environmental concert at the Yankee Stadium back in the 80s with a whole bunch of top people for an environmental movement. So, I mean, it's just to show you with you know, where they're from, you know, in talking about plastics and all the stuff that's poisoning us. And anyway, she was saying to me yesterday what a dictatorial country France has become. There's no freedom at all. The people are protesting. And I said, yeah, I said, I just read where they arrested five people. That little Cazzon Macron, that little guy with the fake hair, you know, the Rothschilds boy, yeah, worked with the Rothschilds, yeah, that became president, that said, we're raising your pension age, yeah, we don't want to give you any more money because we're sending more to the war and building up our military, that guy. They gave Macron the finger when he came to their town, and they got fined 15,000 euros and subjected to a year in jail. We're bringing freedom and democracy to all those countries that the United States invaded, right, and France. So she was talking about the loss of freedom. And again, the first hour of Kennedy with Musk was all about censorship. But not about censorship, it's more about the loss of freedom. Another woman in France got fined 12,000 euros for writing in Facebook that slime is going to be on TV again, Macron. You're not allowed to call a piece of slime a slime. He's your president. You bow down and take it. Could you imagine this? Could you imagine what's going on? And again, this is why you need to support InfoWars. You know, every day I go on InfoWars to see what, you know, stories they're running that aren't appearing on the mainstream news. Once upon a time, Drudge Report used to do this. It's dead. I see the same stupid crap like for 4 days in a row. You know, did Mickey Mouse really have sex with Donald Duck? You know. Anyway, it's gone. Freedom of speech is gone. Freedom of great information is gone. And InfoWars is giving it to you. When we're giving it to you with the Trends Journal. Again, no magazine like it, nothing. If you could show me anything like it, let me know. Because we're giving you the only magazine in the world that tells you the current events forming future trends. Geopolitics, economics, trends analysis, trend forecast. I just went to the Talkers Convention. Down at Hofstra University this past Friday. It was a great show. And Mike Harrison, the guy that puts it on, Talkers Magazine, brilliant man, did a great video too, a song, Idiots, the idiots that are most of the people. And they did a great job. You know, I'm very honored that he invited me. And took one of the workers with us over here, a young fellow that's learning a lot. And it was wonderful. These are the top talker hosts on the major media. And not one word about trends. Not one word about trends. Not one, talkers don't talk about trends. Nobody talks about trends. Go to Harvard, go to Princeton, go to Yale. You have a trend forecasting class? Nope. How come? Boy, you can get a degree in history. Okay, what happened in 1492? In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Yeah, but what about the current events forming future trends? No, 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 no. What happened in 1793? There's a test.
I'll get a degree in history.
How about what's going on and what it means and what's next? Nope, nope, nope. Not allowed to talk about it. How come? Well, basically, we don't know what to do. We're prostitutes. We're media whores. All we do is put out what our corporate pimps and our government whoremasters tell us what to do. So we're not looking ahead. We're not analyzing what's going on. I want to show you how Kennedy is being snuffed out by the media, and the ones they want to promote, they promote. This is from the toilet paper record, the New York Times. You could pay $4 a day for it and get nothing. DeSantis rallies in Iowa, hoping it slingshots him past Trump in 2024 race. DeSantis, wading in the debt ceiling fight, puts pressure on Trump. DeSantis takes poke at Trump, but cautiously. Not one article in the whole week about RFK Jr. And when an article comes out about him, why, that anti-vax conspiracy theorist, misinformation, Kennedy. So I'm showing you what the media does. And very important, according to the latest poll, nearly 45% of the idiots and morons of America get their news. That's right, from TV news. Hey, you see Fox's ratings going way down? No, it's sort of InfoWars, yeah. They got rid of Tucker Carlson. How, again, whether you like Tucker Carlson, dislike him, not the issue. One person not repeating the exact line of 99.9999999% of the prostitutes, you're gone. Same thing with the presidential campaign. But here's the bottom line. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. The people tuned into InfoWars are that irate, tireless minority. And do more what you can to support InfoWars. Because the more that you do, the bigger they get, and the more the message comes out, and the people are ready for it. The time has come. It's up to you. Put your money where your mind, heart, and soul are. Because the products you buy don't only help InfoWars, they help you. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, great thing on the Alex Jones Show. You know, like Alex was just saying, you have all these great products, and the more products that you buy from InfoWars, the more they can do. And the more products you buy from InfoWars, the more they can do for you. And they have a great sales going on in their latest one. And there's only 2 days left of this, so you better jump on board while you can get it now. And it's their Survival Shield X3. And you can get 25% off. And again, this is the next evolution is activated nascent iodine. And they have this massive sale on the Survival Shield X3. And it's only for a limited time. So it's nothing like it. It's derived from ancient sea salts, you know, and so it's not filled with all that mercury, and it stabilizes, you know, an activated triiodine from it's off the charts, and just like Survival Shield X2, the Survival Shield X3 formula was manufactured in a state licensed facility. And they're bringing you powerful ingredients to bring you the most powerful and affordable nascent iodine formula around. So there's no better time to try out the new improved formula. Get Survival Shield X3 25% off. It's a 1 ounce bottle. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. And take this stuff and you'll see what the tri-iodine can do for you. So they're doing all they can to do for you. You do all you can to do for them. Again, you know, we're putting our hearts and souls into this to change things. You know, some people don't want to do anything. And they say, oh, well, I can't do anything. You know, grow up. Grow up. You know, as I said, this is an epic interview that I did with Alex Jones when he had me on about the top trends of 2024. And you listen to what I said and what Alex said and what's going on now. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We give you history before it happens. And Alex is right on the same page. So here's that interview. This is in January. Mid-January. Okay. You got that interview? All right. Put on the ticket RFK Jr. for president and Judge Andrew Napolitano for vice president.
They could inject the anti-war, pro-peace, anti-nuclear war, anti-Armageddon ideas into the debates. They could force their way in and put that on the referendum in the next election or even sooner. They could hit the campaign trail now.
What do you think? Do you think that'd be a winning ticket?
I think it's an absolutely genius move, and I think they should do it now to stop nuclear war. And they would not be ignored. It would galvanize people. We could get huge anti-war demonstrations going again, and I think it would unify the left and right, and it's something we need to do right now.
So there you have it. Again, this is in January. So I had a major peace and freedom rally here on May 27th. The local newspapers, not one bit of coverage. Had thousands of people here. Thousands. Top speakers. Top. Dennis Kucinich. RFK Jr.'s national campaign manager. Congressman. Former congressman. Gary Noem. John Whitehead, Frank Morano, Craig Giardulla, one after another. And by the way, all races, creeds, and colors we hear. That's right. All age groups. It was so heartwarming. Not one mention in the media. Nothing. Because they hate peace. You know why? Because they're pieces of crap. They're little gutless little boys and girls with big mouths that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. So what Alex just said was something along the lines, anti-war, pro-peace. I think they should do it now. Yep, that was in January. Anti-war, pro-peace. Why, how dare you speak about peace? I am one of the most hated men in Kingston, New York, in libtard land. Yep. They hate me because I'm for freedom and peace. That's right. One of my tenants closed down their business when I had a peace and freedom rally. They said it was a political rally. They call peace and freedom a political rally. I didn't have any politicians. I had Judge Napolitano, Phil Giraldi, Gary Noem, Scott Ritter. No politicians. Anybody that wants to support the Ukraine war, great. Don't take my money to do it, as you've already taken about $130 billion so far of our dough as our country goes down the toilet and the rotted, moronic infrastructure that we have. Send your own money. Oh, and put on your little costumes, your military drag, and go over there and fight. Or else shut your little mouth. Put your money where your mouth and heart are. Oh, no, we're libtards. We're little gutless boys and girls. We're little clowns. Kennedy is ripe for the times. He's got the name. He's got the passion. And he has the knowledge. Imagine for just a moment. Sit back, take a deep breath, and relax. Your uncle used to hang out in the White House as a little kid playing around. He was assassinated. Your father, on his way to becoming president, poof, assassinated. What kind of heart and soul would you have? What kind of person would you be? You'd be different than anybody else? Here's a man for peace. So, moving forward on some other issues, on the economy. The job numbers are a twisted number. Yeah, they came in strong, but a lot of people left as well. The recession has already begun. Should they raise interest rates on June 14th, the economy is going to go down deeper. It takes time before high interest rates hit the marketplace, but they're already hitting. You're seeing what Target is reporting. You're seeing what Lowe's is reporting. You're seeing what Foot Locker is reporting. You see what the dollar stores are reporting. Declining sales. Yeah, tourism is going up. People want to have a good time. But manufacturing is going down. It's going down in Europe. It's going down in the Americas. And manufacturing is your bottom line. So the higher interest rates go, the stronger the dollar gets. The stronger the dollar gets, the lower gold prices are going to go for the time being. Because the higher the dollar gets, the deeper the economy is going to fall. And when the economy falls, gold prices go up. Then, before the election in 2024, they're going to lower interest rates. They do it all the time. Yep. When they lower interest rates, that's the beginning of the death of the dollar. The dollar is only strong because of high interest rates. Gold prices go up. And I also want to remind everybody, when you go to trendsjournal.com, you can get our T-shirt. Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? Got it? Trendsjournal.com. So there you got it. We are in a very negative time, but also in a positive time. And as Alex Jones mentioned very clearly, they will do everything they can to get our minds off RFK Jr. As I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. Or they may do it some other way. Which way will it be? Stay tuned to InfoWars and you'll see the way. Because InfoWars is the way to truth, freedom, life, liberty, and happiness. And happiness is a dirty word, by the way. Not allowed to say that anymore. We're politicians. So keep supporting InfoWars. Keep doing all you can to spread the word of America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.